From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of the American composer Easley Blackwood Jr., born in 1933. He is a composer, author, musical theorist, and teacher, known for his research into the possibilities of microtonal musical tunings, and in the 1980s he composed several electronic music compositions utilizing said tunings. He is a longtime professor at the University of Chicago. We'll listen to a piece of music from early on in his compositional career, a piece which was composed between 1954 and 1955, at a time when he was studying in Paris with teachers including Olivier Messiaen and Paul Hindemith. It's his first symphony, Symphony No. 1, Opus 3. Although this is not a microtonal composition, it is unique in that it employs polyrhythm with wide melodic contours. The work is in four movements: Andante maestoso, non troppo allegro ma con spirito, Andante commodo, Allegretto grotesco, and Andante sostenuto, respectively. We have an historic recording of this composition, recorded at Symphony Hall in November of 1958 by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Charles Munch. Music of Easley Blackwood Jr.
We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back.
the Symphony No. 1, Opus 3 of Easley Blackwood Jr., a work composed in 1954 and 1955. In four movements, Andante Maestoso, Non Troppo Allegro Ma Con Spirito, Andante Commodo, Allegretto Grotesco, and Andante Sostenuto, respectively. Recorded at Symphony Hall on November 9th, 1958, performed by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Charles Munch, conducting. From a Sony Classical compact disc containing two November 1958 Boston Symphony Orchestra recordings, the Blackwood Symphony that we just heard, as well as the Symphony No. 2 by Alexei Hayev. Charles Munch had a long tenure with the Boston Symphony Orchestra from 1946 to 1962. The conductor was especially known for his interpretations of French musical repertoire, a la Debussy and Ravel. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show, including detailed show playlists, as well as streaming audio of this and previous episodes, on our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1717. We have another American composer for you now, Todd Dockstotter, who lived from 1932 to 2015, a pioneering electronic music composer, and we'll hear one of his earliest compositions from 1963. The composition Water Music, having nothing to do with the Handel composition of the same name. Dockstotter's early works did not employ synthesizers, but rather employed sine wave generators, as well as natural sounds which were mutated on magnetic tape, everything from children's toys to radio static, gongs to running water. And indeed, water music does have an aquatic feel to it, as I'm sure you'll notice if you listen closely to the composition. It's in six short movements. Water Music, composed and performed by Todd Dockstotter.
Thank you.
Water Music, composed and performed by Todd Dockstutter, making use of various sine wave generators and pre-recorded sounds electronically processed. The work from 1963, available as part of a collection of some of Todd's earliest compositions from the mid-1960s, released on the Starkland label, Starkland having issued many of Todd Dockstader's recordings over the years. The album is called Water Music, Two Moons of Quartermass, and Quartermass, referring to the other two compositions on this CD, Quartermass and outtakes from the Quartermass composition, which were dubbed Two Moons of Quartermass. An early pioneer of American electronic music, Todd Dockstader. We have time for one more short piece of music before we conclude the hour, and we'll listen to something completely different, something more accessible, I suppose, as we turn to a selection from The Tales of Hoffmann, the Jacques Offenbach opera. This turned out to be Monsieur Offenbach's final composition, as he actually passed away 1 year before its premiere. He passed away in 1880. We'll listen to Barcarolle from Act II of The Tales of Hoffmann, as transcribed for solo piano by George Thayer. Music from The Tales of Hoffmann, the opera fantastique of Jacques Offenbach, inspired by the works of author E.T.A. Hoffmann. We heard Barcarolle as transcribed for solo piano by George Thayer, from a six-song release on the Amaritz label from 2014. George Thayer performs Puccini, Saint-Saëns, and Offenbach. He interprets various excerpts from several popular operas from those three composers, all for the piano. Other operas represented on this release include La Bohème, Madame Butterfly, and Faust, in addition to The Tales of Hoffmann. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.